Paige Estrotori here, bringing you the latest industry news on Saturday, February 17, 2024. Let's start with the most happening news from Tasmania, where state government's proposed overhaul of the fire and emergency services funding model has been put on ice. The plan was to shift the funding from a levy slapped on insurance policies, but it appears this change may have to wait, especially since the state elections are looming. It's faced considerable pushback from an array of quarters, leading police, fire, and emergency management minister Felix Ellis to pause, considering a more popular solution. However, not everyone is pleased with these delays, with the Insurance Council of Australia fretting over the inefficiencies of our current outdated levy system, particularly when compared with New South Wales' progressive reforms in this area. Pivoting to superannuation now, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, also known as ASIC, is planning tighter reins on the sector, concentrating primarily on the death benefit payment processes. Deputy Chair Sarah Court has promised a comprehensive project to improve service, and this will roll out in stages throughout the rest of the year. The decision comes in light of several complaints about undue holdups by trustees, raising the need for a firm action. Currently, ASIC is not holding back either, with various funds including Telstra Super, Australian Super, and Active Super under its stern gaze, signifying a formidable regulatory crackdown. Moving on to a study concerning Generation Z, it seems the digital savvy gen is struggling with mounting financial stress, and especially more so for women. Illustrating the extent of the issue, ASIC's Money Smart has found close to 87% of young women grappling with financial anxiety largely because of escalating costs. In contrast, about 77% of young men are experiencing similar stress. Notably, fewer women are pursuing wealth growth strategies, aligning more towards buy now, pay later services, and fewer of them convinced to maintain savings. This calls for a mobilized effort towards targeted saving schemes and customized financial education alongside promoting equitable pay. Lastly, we turn our attention towards banks, and specifically, how they are dealing with their more vulnerable clients. There is a growing urgency to better protect customers, notably the elderly, against financial abuse when it comes to power of attorney issues. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has had to step in to note several operational issues in this area. Unfortunately, banks, including Westpac and the National Australia Bank, have been under fire for failures in managing records and for an alleged lack of procedural rigor. It's high time that compliance measures are refined and safeguarding practices enforced, all in line with the Banking Code of Practice commitments. That wraps up our weekly roundup. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, your host at Financial Services Online News Wrap, reminding you to be informed and stay ahead.